Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, celebrity interviews, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now celebrating 17 years of broadcasting success, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And hello, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again, both for our radio audience here in Mississippi at WYAD 94.1 FM and WYADonline.com. We're glad that you all could be with us. Also, just tuning in through online affiliates around the world, we're glad you all could be with us as well. If you're looking for a way to be able to help you not only to better manage your team, but also get more done, our next guest has written a book I had a chance to talk to him about on Cyrus Webb Presents on Amazon Live. The book is called Influence and Impact, Discover and Excel at What Your Organization Needs from You the Most. The author is Dr. Bill Berman. We're excited to have Bill with us today to talk to us not only about the writing of the book, but also what it's been like for him to have this conversation with organizations and how you can be able to benefit no matter what role you may play in a company in being able to bring in your best self forward and also adding to the team's success. Bill, thank you so much for being on with us. Really appreciate the time.
Oh, thank you for having me, Cyrus. It's good to talk to you.
Oh, same here. We had a great conversation on Amazon Live about this book, and I'm so excited we're able to expand on that here on the radio side. But I want to ask you, the book officially came out in June, Bill. What has it been like for you to be able to see the way that people are responding to it?
You know, it's been incredibly exciting for me and gratifying for me because I wrote this book to be of help to other people. I think we talked about this on the other podcast. My purpose in life is to help other people be the best version of themselves. And so the response people are getting is how practical it is, how useful it is, how much they're able to take it and use it in their day-to-day life. And that's just incredibly gratifying for me.
Yeah. You know, I think, you know, especially in the past, I would say 5 years, we're understanding more that it really is about the team, right, Bill? That, I mean, that we, if we're going to be able to really get things done, we have to be able to work together. And just because we're in a company organization together, and I think this does expand even to organizations we see today, does not mean that everyone's on the same page and understand their role. So I was curious, what kind of led you to writing Influence and Impact? What did you see that made you say this was something you wanted to address?
You know, I've probably coached a couple of hundred people over the past 15 years, and in a fair number of the folks that I worked with, it became clear to me that they were not really thinking about their job the way other people want them to think about it. They were thinking about their job based on what was of interest to them or what they cared about or what was most comfortable to them, but they weren't thinking about what do other people need from me? What does the organization expect from me? How does the organization need me to operate? There are a lot of people who think they ought to be able to go into any organization and just be themselves. It's always good to be yourself, but we also have to flex at the same time. Just as if you're going into another country, you have to adapt to the culture of that country. If you're going into a new organization, you're going to do much better if you try to adapt to that organization. And organizations have very strong cultures. So what I found was that either people weren't quite focused on the right parts of their job, or they weren't focused on the way they needed to do the job, and that both of those things would get in the way of being really successful. And they don't have to be completely off the mark. They could be 10 degrees off the mark, just a little bit off the mark, and it's just enough to keep you from getting where you really want to go.
Such a great point. And I think, too, I'm an anomaly, I understand, in a lot of ways, Bill. I have told people in other interviews that I have never had a job I didn't like. I've only applied for jobs that I knew I wanted to do it. I was never of the thought of I'll have to take whatever. So I understand not everyone feels that way. But you do kind of make us, throughout the book, and I thought about when I was prepping for this segment with you for the radio show, Bill, you do make us throughout the book to take an honest assessment as to our role. It's so easy for us to point the finger at other people, but the truth of the matter is, as you talk about an influence and impact, sometimes the problem is us, that we took a job that we didn't really know what we were getting into. We weren't really in the right mindset for what the job called for, and that in turn has caused part of the issue. Why is that so important that you kind of have it, especially for the reader to understand that it's not just the leader or the boss, the manager's responsibility, your responsibility in your role as well?
You know, managers have a certain amount of responsibility, and they have their job in many ways should be to make you successful, because in the current day, managers succeed because the people below them succeed. But number one, not everybody thinks that way. Not all managers think that way. There's still a lot of managers out there who think that we are there to make them better. And if they are successful, then we'll follow on their coattails. So that's a very different mindset. But the other piece is, we can't do much about our manager. It's very hard for an individual to get their manager to change the manager's behavior. They're very comfortable with what they're doing. They're apparently being successful in their role, so they don't have any motivation to change. You only have control over what you do and how you do it. And so if you sit in a job that either has the wrong kind of values for you or doesn't take advantage of your strengths, and you keep trying to get other people, your manager, the organization, to change, it just leads to frustration and disappointment. So it's really important to take an honest appraisal of what your strengths are, what your values are, and how that fits with what the organization you're working in is. And if they don't line up, if you're not able to align with the values or your strengths don't fit with that job, you have to start thinking about what my alternatives are. And I know a lot of people are in a position where they feel like there aren't other alternatives. But sometimes you can make small changes in what your job is. Sometimes you can make small changes in what your boss does. And sometimes there are other opportunities out there, whether it's in the same company or a different company. If you can make a change, even though you're frustrated and disappointed, you're going to be better off if you make that change sooner.
Yeah.
The other
and
thing,
we,
Cyrus, that
I'm
I want
sorry.
To... I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead, Bill.
So the other thing I was going to say is that you may have picked exactly the right job and gone there and been happy. I had a job years ago at a university, and the boss I had was great. He was easy to work for. He let me do what I needed to do. He gave me positive feedback when I did the right stuff. But he left, and a new person came in. And all of a sudden, the job I had that was a great job became a terrible job. And so it wasn't that I misunderstood it. It was that my boss changed, or the organization changes, or the structure of the business changes. So whatever, organizations are not static. They change all the time. And you may have been comfortable in one role, and things change, and all of a sudden you're no longer comfortable there. And you have to deal with that too.
And I think that's it, and I think that is one of the big things that the reader of the book will have to take into account. You know, what are you going to do at that particular point when you realize that something is different and you're not happy? Then, of course, realizing what you're going to do and how you can move forward successfully. I want to say, for those who are just tuning in on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're excited to welcome Dr. Bill Berman to our program today. Bill is the author of the book Influence and Impact, Discover and Excel at What Your Organization Needs from You the Most. So let's talk about the subtitle for the book. This was an interesting part of our conversation on Amazon Live, Bill, and actually got the most feedback afterwards, and that is about the job description. Such a great way you talk about this in the book. Because, you know, as we kind of talk about job titles and job descriptions, making sure that we know what is expected of us, right? How important has that been for you to see in those that you've worked with to be able to help them to excel, to make sure they really know what their manager and others may expect of them?
You know, it's had an incredible effect. I have found that people end up, the vast majority of people I work with end up either happier in their job, more successful in their job, or in some cases realizing they're in the wrong job and going out and finding something new and getting excited about that. You know, organizations aren't doing this because they're mean and terrible. A lot of times they don't know what they want in the job, or the time between when they first start looking for the job and when they actually hire you could be months, and things may have changed for them, and so your job has changed. And sometimes they just don't know what they're trying to accomplish. Or sometimes there's a break between what the hiring manager needs and what the HR person who wrote the job description actually writes down. So it can be a communication problem. It can be a change problem. It can be a role problem. But whatever it is, you gotta assume that you don't know more than about 50, 60% of what your job really is when you go into it. So that means your first job is to listen and to understand. And whether that's from your manager or from your colleagues or from your customers or from the people who provide you with materials and information, you have to be able to listen to them and understand what motivates them, what drives them, what matters to them. Because if you help them do what they want, they're going to help you do what you want. Standard element of influence.
Yeah.
You know, you help them, they help you.
I was just going to say, have you noticed that since, of course, we have seen such changes in the workplace, especially over the past year and a half, that businesses are thinking more seriously about this because of making sure that they have the right people in the jobs to do the work that's necessary?
I think there have been enormous changes, and I said earlier that a lot of times what happens is the job has changed. Well, thousands, if not millions of jobs have changed because of COVID. Where you work, how you work, what time you work, how frequently you work, how you communicate, all of that is different now. And there are a lot of people who are really asking themselves, is this the right job for me? Am I in the right job for me? Am I doing what I want to be doing? Am I meeting my own needs? Well, this book is a great way for you to analyze that because it can help you step back and say, who am I? What are my strengths and values? Who's the organization and what do they need from me? And is there a match between those two? Is there enough of a alignment for us to really move forward? And the answer in some cases is going to be no, not really. And because I think people have changed their values. There are a number of people who have realized that living in Manhattan and, you know, living in a 600 square foot apartment with two other people isn't really how I want to live my life. And so they're thinking about they can do other things now, whereas before they felt kind of stuck. So I think the COVID pandemic has really opened a lot of opportunities for people, and I think this is a great time to step back and do that reassessment. And I think Influence and Impact is exactly the book you want to help you make those changes.
Yes. And for those who are looking to be able to expand their role, Bill, you address that in the book as well in Chapter 9. Take on more responsibility, expand your impact, and enjoy the benefits. Talk about that, because one of the things that you say, and I'll just read a bit of this, is you do not have to sell yourself. In fact, most leaders we have spoken with find sub-promoters to be grating. You do, however, have to make it clear that you can and will take on new and bigger responsibilities. Why is that important for our audience out there, if they're in a position they know that they can do more, not to be afraid to let that be known?
It's when you think about senior managers in organizations, there are lots of people that they deal with on a day-to-day basis. They may have 100 people who work under them at some level, and so even if you're doing a really good job at your job, they've got probably 20 other people who are doing a really good job at their job, and it's kind of self-centered to think that you're doing such a good job on just what you're supposed to do that they're going to notice you above all those other 20 people. They've got a lot going on. They don't have a lot of attention to pay to you as an individual. So you have to find ways to let other people know that you're available and you're able to do a good job. And the easiest way to do that and the least sort of marketing way to do that is to put up your hand when there's an opportunity to do something more or find a problem that nobody's been able to solve and look at how you might be able to solve it. Or identify something that's an opportunity and bring that up to other people. Now, that doesn't mean that every opportunity you bring up is going to be something they follow with, but it shows that you have motivation and drive. And that's what people are looking for. In addition to your ability to do the job, they want to know that you want that stuff and that you want more. And that's what's going to make you stand out. And by the way, the other trick, if you've got a team, it's always better to brag about your team than it is to brag about yourself. If you talk about how other people have helped you get something done, they're going to feel good about it and people are going to pay attention to you. When you talk about how I did this great job, people think you're just self-centered.
Yeah. I'm so glad you said that because, again, one of the things that you talk about in the book is that you're supposed to be working together. Again, the subtitle is Discover and Excel at Your Organization Needs from You, what your organization needs from you the most. And so I think realizing that we are kind of working together, we all have heard that cliche, there's no I in team. Have you found that to be one of the big things here also, Bill, that realizing that we are in this thing, you even talk about finding an alliance there, you know, working with human resources, being able to build this communication, to build this rapport. Do you think that's one of the things that we miss out on sometimes of not realizing we are connected to basically a single organism? We're supposed to be working together instead of just being numerous pieces trying to get our own thing done.
Absolutely. I think that, and particularly in modern day, most of what we do is a part of a larger thing. It's not like we're just doing one thing and that thing is a completion, it gets completed all by itself. Usually somebody hands you something that you then have to work on, and then you pass it to somebody else who does other work on it. And then you have a meeting to talk about it, and then you have another meeting to review what you said about it. So it's usually a joint project. And the higher you move in an organization, the more complicated those things are, and that means the more collaborative work there has to be. Now, I'm not saying you never make decisions on your own, because you do have to make decisions, and you want to be empowered to make choices and to move forward on your own. But if you're constantly aware of who else is in the organization is going to benefit from you or be affected by you, and you make sure that you're taking that into account in what you do and how you make those decisions and when you make those decisions, you're going to be better off. Because it's not, you know, in game theory, they talk about something called zero-sum games, which is where if I win, you lose, right? And these days, most of the time, they're not zero-sum games. They're where everybody gets benefits when everybody does well. And so that's what we're trying to help people create is I think the other phrase is all boats rise on a rising tide. You know, if you do well, I do well. If I do well, you do well. That's really what
point.
We're looking for.
Yeah, and I think that's it, and knowing that we can only be able to continue to get better together, I think that is the other thing, too, and knowing, you know, what we can bring to the table and also how we can be able to best serve the group that we're talking about, whether it's a business organization. I think that's the key there. Again, everyone, Dr. Bill Berman has been our guest. Influence and Impact is the book, Discover and Excel at What Your Organization Needs from You the Most. So, Bill, we mentioned it earlier, but the book is available through our friends at Amazon.com. They can also order it through their favorite local bookstore as well. It's published by Wiley & Sons. And, Bill, how can our audience stay connected with you?
The easiest thing they can do is sign up for my for my email and blog post on www.bermanleadership.com. There's a page there for influence and impact, and you can sign up for the newsletter, and you can, and I'll stay in touch with you through that. You can also reach me through Twitter, at Dr. Bill Berman, and on my LinkedIn page.
Bill, it was great being able to speak with you. I appreciate that. It was great being able to speak with you again. Congratulations to you again on the book, and looking forward to our chatting again.
Cyrus, it's been a pleasure. It's always good to talk with you.
Hey, same here. And we thank you, our audience, for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. Now let's go make today amazing. Take care.